The Art Spot, brought to you as a part of WCHL's Lifestyle Series. And now your host, Art Menias, Executive Director of the Art Center in Carrboro.
Hi, this is Art. We're here on the Art Spot with two of my colleagues from the Art Center in Carrboro. We have our concert and rental director, Tess Mangum O'Connor, and our development director, Julie Tonkovic. Tess is going to be telling us about some of the amazing shows, all killer, no filler, we have coming up in the next few weeks at the Art Center. But before that, we wanted to talk about a very special event we have happening on June 12th, which is a Tuesday, at the Southern Season at University Mall. And that's why Julie Tomkovic is with us today. So what can the people expect if they come to the special ticketed event at Southern Season on June 12th?
Well, thank you, Art, for asking me about this. Our great, great friends over at Southern Season are doing a special private shopping evening for us. And as you said, this will be the Tuesday, June the 12th. It runs from 7 until 9. And the idea behind this is they're graciously offering this as a gift to the Art Center, friends of the Art Center, and supporters of the Art Center. And so it's going to include guided tours by their outstanding staff. So you can have your interest in wine satisfied by asking your wine 101 or your wine 201 questions. All of their experts on their specialty chocolates will be there. And just the specialty cheeses, all the wonderful products that they have. We'll also have the musical stylings of Catherine Whelan. And people who are from this area know her wonderful, wonderful work with the Squirrel Nut Zippers, but she's gone on to do marvelous work individually and with other artists in the area. And so she's going to be participating in the evening. We also heard some wonderful news that Andrea from The Lantern will be at Southern Season as well. And folks who know her wonderful food from The Lantern will be excited to participate, and she will be signing her cookbooks at this event on June 12th.
That's wonderful. Andrea was just on the public radio show Splendid Table a couple of weekend before last. And now this, for folks who come on June 12th, it's a chance for them to ask their own questions instead of just the questions that Lynn Rosetta Casper came up with.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Andrea has been a wonderful supporter of the Art Center for years as well. And so we're really glad to have her as a part of this evening. We will also be including some special drawings on that sort of must-be-present-to-win idea. So we have some specialty drawings coming up for the first hour and a different set for the second hour. For the first hour, you would have an opportunity to win a pair of tickets for our wonderfully successful theater 10x10 shows coming up. You can also have a chance to win a set of tickets for Marsha Ball. She'll be doing her wonderful performance, and we'll be opening up our dance floor for her as well.
Right.
In the second hour, of course, you have an opportunity for another chance at a set of tickets for the outstanding 10x10 theater shows. For anyone who's not familiar with that, that really means it's a series of 10-minute shows. Last year we had our 10th anniversary of it, so this year we're going into the 11th anniversary. But typically these shows sell out every year, and it's really a chance to have a taste of what's happening in theater on a very modern level and see what sort of exploratory work people are doing.
Yeah, if you don't like one play, in 10 minutes there'll be another.
Exactly, exactly. And then as far as music, our second hour will offer the most exciting pair of tickets, and it'll be a combination of Royal Southern Brotherhood tickets and one pair of Johnny Winter tickets as well.
Fantastic, and we'll be hearing more about those shows in the next segment of the Art Spot.
Absolutely, you've got it.
Yeah. So this is a chance for people to get really up close and personal with the many fine offerings of specialty foods and wines at the Southern Season and ask all those questions that perhaps you're reticent to ask when you're just a regular shopper in the store. It's a whole different experience than what you'd get if you went there at, say, 4 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon.
That's very true. And there are also going to be wine tastings throughout the store. But because it is really a private shopping evening, you're not competing with 1,000 other folks. It's really going to be very much like the experience within our Earl Wynn Theater, where it's an intimate shopping experience. And yes, it's going to be catered to you. You have the opportunity to ask your questions, to find out what you've always wanted to know about Southern Season specialty foods. We'll also have staff folks available as well, so you can ask a little bit more about some of the individual programs coming up and what's coming up for the next season. And if you wonder, now, how does this tie back into the Art Center, our ticket prices for the event will be $25 for the general public and $20 for Art Center friends. We're always giving our discount, of course, to our friends and our members. And 100% of the ticket prices go to benefit programs at the Art Center, plus 10% of any purchases that are made that evening will go to benefit the Art Center as well.
So it's a fabulous special evening where you are almost as if the owner of the Southern Season for those couple of hours with wine tastings, entertainment by people, including Catherine Whalen, the chance to interact with Southern Season staff and Art Center staff to get all your questions about either great Chapel Hill institution answered. It's your exclusive evening at a Southern Season on June 12th and all benefiting the Art Center.
Exactly, and it's your opportunity to look at those weddings that are coming up this summer, do a little bit of advanced gift shopping for that. What are Dad's favorite wines and foods? Is there a chance to stock up a little bit?
Father's Day.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. as well as all of your summer picnicking and summer dinner party, outdoor cookout types of foods that you want to have available. So save up. Decide what you want to get, and then come on down on June 12th.
And in the last 30 seconds of this segment, how can folks get tickets to this fabulous evening, 7 to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, June 12th at Southern Season?
That's perfect. As always, you can find our tickets a variety of ways. One, you can always call in to our front desk. Our number at the Arts Center is 919-929-2787 and extension 0 for the box office. You can also go online and purchase your tickets that way at your convenience if you want to get your tickets at 2 in the morning. We'll also have a series of tickets that will be available at Southern Season's box office and counter area for your convenience.
Fantastic. And we'll be back right after this on the Art Spot to learn about the great concerts coming up in the next couple of months at the Art Center. This is Art, and we're back on the Art Spot. We just heard about the fabulous evening on June 12th at a Southern Season to benefit the Art Center. We didn't give you the URL for our website, and that is www.artcenterlive.org, where you can get your tickets for the Southern Season show or tickets for any of the concerts or theater productions we have lined up at the Art Center. And we have with us Tess Mangum O'Connor, who books the concerts and the rentals for the Arts Center. And you have some great stuff coming up for us in the very near future, starting with Thursday night.
Yes, thank you, Art. Ukulele. When you think about ukulele, different things come to mind, maybe Weird Al Yankovic or maybe Hawaii. But we've got Honolulu native Jake Shimabukuro coming, and he will blow your mind. If you have maybe a lukewarm image of what ukulele music is or does to your heart, he is infectious. He's an incredible virtuosic player who has a bit of a rock and roll edge to him because he's a young guy. He's still in his 30s. So that show is Thursday. We're on the brink of selling out, so do try to check in and get your tickets.
Yeah, Jake's really quite the sensation of the ukulele as it's going through an amazing period of repopularity.
Right, right. It actually, wars, interestingly enough, do a lot to transfer music and share music across nations and across oceans. So the ukulele first became super popular in the States after World War II due to the sailors and folks coming back. But I'd have to say that people are calling the Art Center and telling us that they're buying their ukuleles to get ready for the show. They just want to learn, and they want to see somebody who plays it better than anybody else they've ever seen before. So if you're in the ukulele business, you might have had some people ask you and come up for the first time ever and say, I want to buy a ukulele and I want to play it.
Indeed. And what do you have lined up after Jake on June 7th?
Well, he is part of the American Roots Series, and June is the final month of the American Roots Series, but there's no time to slow down, and it's definitely not the final month of the series. It's as strong as ever, and so we have, for instance, the weekend of the 22nd and 23rd is a Zydeco and Creole and Louisiana music lover's dream. There's a fiddle player, accordion player, and vocalist called Cedric Watson. He's never played the Art Center before. He's really young, really hot, and his band is called Bijou Creole. And so they play Creole music, Zydeco music. There's an interesting difference between Creole and Zydeco music, and it's great for dancing and having a good time. The next night, a very well-known name, Marsha Ball, on the 23rd will be returning to the Art Center. She's a boogie-woogie piano player. She just tears it up. And I remember last time she was at the Art Center, it was a time that it snowed, huge snow up in Chicago. A lot of the bands that were not road bands, the bands that were flying around the nation, got stuck up in Chicago. And so the act that was opening for Marsha also got stuck, and they found a flight, and Marsha just said to him so graciously, she said, honey, just get here, and she said, I'll open for you. She played until 11 o'clock at night. She was going to play until they got there, no matter what, one way or another. We knew they were on the way. We just didn't really know when. And she said, honey, I'll just open for you. So that really speaks volumes of her grace and her talent and the ability to play basically all night long.
And that's a pro, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And so she and her full band will be returning to the Art Center on Saturday the 23rd. There's no excuse, y'all. It's a Saturday night. Come out. It's summertime. Have a good time. Show starts at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, we won't accept snow as an excuse.
No, no, not
this
time.
On June 23rd.
Not this time.
And a wonderful show the night before. A nice balance of a real veteran like Marsha Ball and newcomer Cedric Watson just put out his first solo record in 2008. But he is an amazingly hot artist.
Yeah, I saw him at a conference, and it was just amazing, amazing. So if you've never heard him before, I think this would just be a good experiment for y'all to come out and just give it a shot. Come and try something new. Our tickets are affordable enough that you can maybe bring a friend, kidnap her, get your neighbor or a sister, and come out and try something new and just experience Cedric Watson for the first time.
Yeah, you'll not regret it. A powerful, exciting, dynamic young artist on the cutting edge of what's happening in Louisiana French music today. And speaking of young and great bloodlines, including down to New Orleans, you got the Royal Southern Brotherhood coming in.
Yeah. Now, y'all might be thinking, Royal Southern what? I've never heard of that before. What it is Cyril Neville has joined into a band with Devin Allman, one of Greg's sons, and a guitar player called Mike Vito, and they've decided they want to form a band together. So can you imagine calling up your dad and saying, "Dad, I'm going to go on tour with with Cyril Neville. We're gonna play some music together." There's a relationship between the Nevilles and the Almonds from back in the 60s anyway. But it is a new album project, new band project, and new tour. If you like Southern rock, if you like New Orleans funk, if you like obviously the Almonds or the Neville Brothers and also reaching out into the jam band territory, you definitely like this band, Royal Southern Brotherhood. They are playing the Arts Center at 7 o'clock on Father's Day. If your dad's a rocker, bring your dad. Bring your dad. And then a few nights later, you might as well just get a sleeping bag and stay with us at the Arts Center for a couple of nights because Johnny Winter will be playing. And that's going to be loud and fantastic, too. Johnny knows exactly what to do when he sits down at that guitar.
And what's the date on Johnny Winter?
So that would be 20th, Wednesday, June 20th. So that's what I mean about the sleeping bag, because you'll just come to Royal Southern Brotherhood on Sunday, the 17th, and then Johnny's on the Wednesday, and then Cedric and Marsha do the Louisiana thing on Friday and Saturday. Oh my God, I just realized those are all in one week at the Art Center.
That is one amazing week at the Art Center there, starting on Father's Day, June 17th, with Royal Southern Brotherhood. Johnny Winter, Cedric Watson, Marsha Ball, and then on the 29th, Mark Stewart and Stacy Earle coming in. And again, the ticket number is the box office, 919-929-2787, extension 201 or just O. Either one will get you to the box office, or www.artcenterlive.org. And we will be back with Tess Mangum O'Connor and Julie Tonkovic for the Arts Center on the Art Spot right after this. We're back on the Art Spot here on WCHL AM 1360, www.chapelburra.com. And our guests this week have been Tess Mangum O'Connor, our concert director at the Art Center, and the Art Center's development director, Julie Tomkovic. So Tess just realized the amazing week she put together starting on Father's Day. She was booking those great shows and not even thinking about how that is four amazing shows in one week. And then got a couple of shows lined up shortly thereafter on the 29th, Mark Stewart and Stacy Earle. And
yeah, I realized with the Earle family that I think we're the only venue in town that has booked a father, a sister-in-law, a sister, and a son. So the only member, really, the only musical member of the Earle family, actually, that I haven't had a chance to book is Steve Earle's wife. But we've had Justin, Steve's son. We've had Steve, and then Stacy Earle is Steve's little sister. She also got her start playing with him in his band. Mark is her husband. And we've also had Shelby Lynn, who is Steve Earle's sister-in-law. So I do truly believe that the Art Center has a thing for the Earle family. Mark and Stacy are the warmest, salt-of-the-earth folks, yeah. Great harmonies. And, of course, if you're blood related to somebody or if you're married to somebody, especially if you love them, you're going to have those harmonies that are just not naturally occurring in most other kinds of people. Yeah. So it's all original work, original music. It'll be in our Earl Wynn Theater. They logged probably 90,000 miles a year on this big ancient SUV that they have, and they really are traveling troubadours. They want to bring the music to you, and they make you feel like you're right there in the living room with them. They're very personable and just beautiful harmonies, Mark and Stacy.
Lovely folks. And then on July 9th, a pair that have been touring together so long, they might as well be family. I think they've been playing together since 1966 or 7.
Yeah,
Hot Tuna.
If you can play together that long, that outlasts tons of marriages, and it truly is a marriage if you spend that much time together. And I'm proud of this one as well because Hot Tuna, I've never had a chance. They've actually, as Hot Tuna, have never played the Art Center before. Yorma has, But this is going to be on a Monday night, on a work night. But don't worry about coming out because your boss is probably sitting beside you at the show. Or you could bring your boss. Yeah. That would do really well. Bring your boss. Bring her to Hot Tuna. That is the only concert that we'll have for the month of July because it's time for the 10 by 10 Play Festival. Mm-hmm. So if you're aching to get your live music fix in at the Arts Center for July, it would be Hot Tuna for sure.
Great. And then Julie, Tuesday, June 12th, a very special evening in a Southern season.
Absolutely. And as part of the synergy, of course, you might have an opportunity to win some tickets to several of the shows that Tess has just talked about. That would include the Royal Southern Brotherhood, Johnny Winter, and Marsha Ball. We also have some secret special prizes that we won't be announcing today, but will be available on the evening of June 12th. So come on down, have your shopping list, be thinking about all of your summer needs coming up, and it's a great opportunity to get your summer present buying, wedding buying, all of those summertime gifts.
Oh, my brother's Fantastic. Getting married in August. I think I'll do that.
Good plan, Tess. This has been the Art Spot on WCHL AM 1360, chapelborough.com, and that Art Center number 919-929-2787. We'll see you next week.
See you
Thank you, Art.